You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position. Huh. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
An Iraqi nuclear negotiator is urging other negotiators, including the U.S. and France, to find what he called a common position among themselves. Correspondent Kyle McKinnon reports the comments came as a deadline for a deal looms.
Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi is a senior member of Iran's nuclear negotiating team and says Iran sees a lack of coordination among the six-nation group across the table. Araghchi told Iranian state TV that what's needed more than anything else is for his counterparts to present a common viewpoint. His comments came as Israel sent envoys to France to prevent what Israel considers a bad deal. France has been more hawkish than the U.S., reportedly demanding more restrictions than other Western delegations. I'm Kyle McKinnon.
Hundreds of Afghans protested in Kabul today to demand justice for a woman who was killed by a mob outside one of the capital's most famous mosques. A 27-year-old religious scholar was beaten, pushed from a roof, run over by a car, set on fire before her body was thrown in the Kabul River. She was buried among a huge public outcry. Protesters are demanding the government prosecute all those responsible. Police say they have arrested 13 people in relation to the incident and suspended 13 policemen amid allegations they stood by and did nothing to stop the attack. In a ceremony at the Pentagon, Afghanistan's president thanked U.S. troops and taxpayers for their sacrifices during the war. He offered assurances his country would not be a burden on the international community as it continues its struggle against the Taliban. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Good afternoon, everyone, and this is your host, Georgine Trinkle from Haught & Hunterdon, and we are here at the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Station in Flemington, and I have a special guest with me today who's quite excited. Actually, he was doing jumping jacks the entire ride over to the studio, so I welcome Doug from Snap Fitness Annandale. Welcome, Doug.
Thank you, Georgine. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm really glad that you're here, and today in Haught & Hunterdon, we're talking about being a gym owner and fitness and all kinds of good things. And I wanted you to come on today, being very close to, we can't feel it, but the start of spring happened on Friday, the snowy Friday that we had. And I wanted you to come up because when it gets to be warmer weather, I think everyone panics. You walk into a store and you see all the bathing suits on display and you just have a moment of panic. So I thought it would be good to have you on the show around this time. I've been trying to get you on my show for a few months, so I'm glad you could finally come here and talk about fitness and Snap Fitness. Now, I'll just tell you, I know you're a rule guy, so I'll tell you some rules.
Fire away.
All right, we're internet radio, but we tend not to curse, which I know isn't going to be a problem for you. I try to keep my job and do all the things I'm supposed to, which is weather and news and trying to build a stronger community. So I'm not a big rule person, so we kind of keep it pretty pretty calm around here. Try not to get into too much trouble.
It shouldn't be an issue.
Well, we could get into a little trouble, Doug. So I do like to start with a quote about our topic. And because I know you are a car guy, I do have a quote from actually a great athlete and Joyner, who is actually a runner. And what she said was, a muscle is like a car. If you want it to run well early in the morning, you have to warm it up.
Well, it's a very interesting way to start, and that's probably the way most of your training books and most personal trainers and gym owners and so forth would suggest that you start a workout, is by warming up in some fashion. And with Joyner being a runner, she probably jogs or does something similar to that for her aerobic warm-up. Some of the folks that I've found in my gym will warm up in a variety of ways, either using just body weight with some light repetitions or very light dumbbells or even a piece of PVC plastic pipe instead of a bar. Yes, it's very light, but it will hold your hands in a certain position and with straight arms moving around in just about any fashion that you want to, being creative, works as a very good warm-up, especially for that susceptible to injury shoulder joint that we all have two of. And so warm-up is a very important part of the whole deal.
And that is one of the major things with exercise, is to make sure preventative is a good approach and warming up and thinking about what you're doing. Can you tell everyone where your gym is located?
Sure. We're up in the Annandale section of Clinton Township. Actually, the street number is 1465, 1465. We're on Route 31. We're on the southbound lanes, and it is one traffic light past Route 78. So we're very close to the intersection of Country Club Drive and Route 78, but the actual building itself is on 31. And you can access the gym area, which the building itself also includes some other small businesses, from either Country Club Drive into the parking lot, or there's an entrance ramp right off of Route 31 southbound. So it's pretty convenient, and we are right down the hill from several of the townhouse complex in Beaverbrook Concourse. So many of the folks who reside there choose to come to our gym based out of the convenience aspect, as well as Lebanon Borough and the town of Clinton and Clinton Township.
And we should say most people know those shops as the shops at the concourse at Beaverbrook.
You're exactly right, Georgine. The main sign out at Country Club Drive at the traffic light there, it does say the Beaverbrook Concourse, and that's what it's called, is the shops at Beaverbrook Concourse.
Excellent. Okay, so Doug, I'm going to ask you to stay with me. You have about 52 minutes left to get through your program with me. We're going to go to a commercial, and then when we come back, we're going to tell everyone about the great weather forecast. Stay with us here at Houghton Hunterdon.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back here at Houghton Hunterdon, and I welcome back all of our listeners here talking to us today about fitness and being healthy and proactive in your lifestyle. And I have Doug with me from Snap Fitness, and I know everyone wants to know about the weather, and I know it's spring, and so I would think I would be reading different temperatures, but Doug, I'm not. So it is actually right now 38 degrees, but the sun is out. So it's much better than this morning. It was 12 degrees. I think you said you had a little walk in the cold this morning.
Yeah, I did. I typically walk to the gym every day to and from, and this past few months, it's been a bit of a challenge.
It sure has. But things are looking up a little bit. So tonight, we have increasing clouds with a low around 18. And, I guess that's not so bad. Tomorrow I actually see sun, and I can say it's mostly sunny. The S word sometimes give me pause when it's sleet and snow, but mostly sunny. A little qualifier in front of sunny is okay with me, as long as it's mostly. So tomorrow we're looking at a high of 40 degrees, and Tuesday night we have a low around 23. Wednesday, things are, that S word is coming back, believe it or not. There's a chance of snow between 9 o'clock and noon on Wednesday. It's hard to believe, but it's true. then it's going to change to rain, so we won't be shoveling any longer on Wednesday, I don't think, for any length of time. But then on Wednesday night, we have some more rain. Thursday is actually a much better day with a high of 63, although we do have showers likely. But if it's 63, I can totally live with that.
Oh, absolutely.
And
63 will help. Whatever happens on Wednesday, it'll be gone by Thursday. It'll be nice.
Absolutely. And I think I might be able to find a few puddles to jump in on Thursday. So it's looking pretty good. And there's no other snow on my screen. So that makes for a very happy forecast for me. So thanks to our sponsors for sponsoring the weather for us. And hope that everyone is into the brisk weather today. So it's sunny. When it's sunny, life's good.
Absolutely. And it's not bad that we get a shower here or there, because our fitness people out there that want to start running outdoors don't like running in the bike lanes and in the shoulders of the road with all the grit and the remnants from sand and the plows and all the good job that they did. Well, there's still some leftover debris on the shoulders that kind of get into your shoes, and a little piece of gravel feels like a brick when it's in your sneaker, jogging and so forth. So it's also a little bit slippery on the bicycle. Last year I did have a pretty good bike crash myself, thanks to a little carelessness on my part, but some of the credit I have to give to the debris that was in the shoulder of the road, and I just wasn't careful enough and went down. So if we get rain on and off for the next couple of days, it might help clear the roads off and we can all go outside and enjoy some fitness and better weather.
That would be fun. Now, I have to say, the day it was snowing, so that Friday,
right,
I went out for a run and I almost got swallowed up by a pothole. So I was avoiding, I couldn't see all of the extra debris on the shoulder. So, it was covered with slush and snow and streams of water that were doing quite a nice job with my sneakers, which were not waterproof. But it was the pothole that almost did me in. It was tough climbing out of it. They should have little ladders in those potholes in New Jersey.
They should have something to warn you for sure. But one of the tip-offs is if there's a lot of hubcaps from cars on the side of the road, you know that the hole there is more like a crater, so that's a good place to be careful.
And you do a lot of biking. I mean, you're an indoor gym person. You have Snap Fitness. You're the owner of Snap Fitness, but you do enjoy and promote a lot of outdoor sports at the gym. I know that a couple Saturdays ago, you had a team that was together for a run in Clinton, and I know you do a lot of biking yourself, and you're an outdoor person, and you appreciate the ability to have a regimen inside and then be able to go outside with the nicer weather.
I do. I think that one of the keys to fitness is to keep mixing it up and don't go into the gym or get on your bike outside or always lace up the same pair of jogging shoes. Try to change things around and keep your body guessing a little bit. And as I've told some of my personal training clients at the gym, when they ask why do we have to change the routine around, I use the example of well, you don't serve the family spaghetti for dinner every single night. Sometimes it's pork chops, sometimes it's Chinese takeout, sometimes it's whatever else. And you would get into a rut, you would get stale, you would get bored with the same type of thing, eating all the time. And maybe you would consider that the exercise aspect of things would be the same. You would get tired and bored if you went into the gym and did the same routine every day, even if you have just two routines. So with the nicer weather, mixing it up with a little walk outside, a little bit of walk-run combination. If you're into biking, you can take care of that. We have a couple of state parks in our area up around Clinton with Spruce Run and Round Valley, and a lot of nice bike trails all over the place. The Lansdowne Trail behind Fox's Lumber Yard, downtown Clinton. So there's plenty of things to do outside, and just keep it enjoyable, and as you said, take advantage of the nice weather when it arrives.
Excellent. Doug, I'm going to go to a couple commercials here at Hunt and Hunter, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about, for the people who have never been inside a gym or have been kind of kicking it around, not sure, what Snap Fitness offers and what being involved in a gym, how that can have such a positive and uplifting impact on someone's life. So please stay with us.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
You shouldn't give for the accolades. You shouldn't give for the back pats. You shouldn't give for the tax breaks either. At Jersey Mike's, we think you should give for one reason and one reason only. To give. Come in to any Jersey Mike's location during March for our month of giving and join us as we help support local charities across the country all month long. It's your chance to get a tasty sub sandwich and help do something good for the community you call home. And on Wednesday, March 25th, Jersey Mike's is proud to be donating 100% of sales to a charity right in your own backyard. Jersey Mike's, help nourish. Help flourish. Be a sub above.
And we're back live at Hot and Hunter, and I have Doug with me from Snap Fitness in Annandale. And while we were on commercial, he made me do push-ups. So I hope we don't have a lot of commercial breaks here. I'm going to be very tired by the time it gets to be 5 o'clock. And I did see that they just had a new commercial for Jersey Mike's, which is a sub place that's new in Flemington. So I'm glad that they're joins us here at the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio, which is the only 24-hour radio internet radio station in the country. So, Doug, thank you so much for joining me here today. After months of begging, you finally relented and agreed to be my guest. But I thought it was really important to get you on because, you know, I never joined a gym or belonged to a gym until about 3 years ago. And I always thought it was, I don't know what I thought, but whatever I thought, the stereotypical gym memberships, is completely not true when I joined Snap Fitness. So your gym is very unique. Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about some of the features?
Sure, thank you. There's plenty of gyms that folks have an opportunity to consider and visit and do trials at and so forth. Everyone, of course, knows the YMCA, nice, fine institution and has several facilities throughout the county. And then there are some other larger gyms that offer the usual pools and sauna and steam room and spinning classes and so forth. Snap Fitness Annandale is a little bit different in our operation. What I term our place is a clean, quiet, neighborhood-type gym. We don't have many of the amenities that some of the really large gyms have, but then again, we have an awful lot of members who come to us because they don't use those other features in some of the bigger gyms anyway, and they don't want to pay for it. So what we offer is a very contemporary system of machines. Each machine is geared for a specific muscle or muscle group. We have, of course, a fairly extensive free weight area. In our effort to keep the really big muscle heads out of the gym, our dumbbells, for instance, only go up to 100 pounds each. So while that may not be an issue for some folks, it helps in our goal and to keep the gym a neighborhood-type facility so that folks can come in who maybe have never experienced the gym before but or who maybe are tired of the larger, noisier type establishments, and they don't want to feel intimidated, they don't want to feel nervous or anxious. They can come in to Snap Fitness Annandale and feel at ease almost immediately. It is not a anxious type place, and folks can come in 24/7, hit their workout, and then get on with their day. We have also a fairly substantial cardio fitness area with treadmills, two different types of elliptical machines, two different bicycles, a rowing machine, and the folks really seem to enjoy that area as well. So it's a quiet atmosphere. Folks bring their own iPod or music saved on phones to keep their spirits up and keep moving because we don't have loud music blasting. Since I'm one of the owners, my choice would be bluegrass music, so I'm not sure how many members I would have. Of course, here in Hunterdon County, we make it more than I think. But everybody has their own motivational music that they like to listen to, and by using headphones and their own little machines, they aren't disturbing other people. So it serves the Snap Fitness Annandale serves a group of folks who just want to come in, get their workout done, and get on with their day. And again, it is 24/7. People come and go as they please, and it's worked out really well since late 2007 when we opened up.
The other thing that you offer at Snap Fitness Annandale is the personal training aspect for people who maybe need at the beginning a little more attention, or also for people who are goal-oriented and are trying to get somewhere, be it a half marathon or a full marathon, or they're doing a mudder run, something like that. So you have two personal trainers at the gym that are available?
That's exactly right. Both Lori Butler, my partner in this, and myself have been certified personal trainers for quite some time. It is not a huge money maker for us. It is not a high pressure deal that you might find in some of the larger gyms, where you can't go in for your daily workout without being approached by some trainer and their business card. We don't do it based on volume. We just want to offer personal training for, as you said, Georgine, the folks who, and we get a fair number of them, who have never been in gyms before, or they haven't been in a gym in quite a while, and maybe they're a bit overweight and they feel a little self-conscious, and they kind of forget how to get started back into an exercise routine. Maybe the last time folks have been in a gym, the machines in that gym were quite different than what we have now, which are higher-end Cybex machines at Snap Fitness Annandale. And so we offer some guidance with those. A no-cost alternative to that for new members is what we call an orientation, just so that they don't come in the doors, look around, say, oh, yes, the gym looks nice, it's clean, I'll sign up, and then they don't know what to do. So what Lori and I offer is an orientation whereby we'll just carefully take them around the gym, at least show them how the machines adjust and how to change the weight stacks on them and how to move the backs on the machines if it's needed and so forth, so that they can at least get started on their own. And that doesn't comprise an actual personal training session, but for folks that do want to have more extensive learning and really walk away with a couple of different routines that they can take notes or make little stick figure drawings and so forth, either Lori or I are happy to work out with them for an hour or a little bit more than an hour, and they can do as many personal training sessions as they want. And when I do that with a new member or with an existing member that just wants to change their routine up, I make sure that I do it when I'm not working the floor as the manager or owner of the gym, because I figure those folks are counting on me for 100% of my attention, so that phone could ring off the hook and I could have six people standing at the door waiting to come in. They want to tour the gym. The way I look at it is, when you're doing one-on-one training, you're that person's a guide for that time period, and I don't want to have them see me looking at the clock or anything else. So it's very individualized. I listen to the gym member explain what their goals are. I ask them to share with me any medical information that, if they were a trainer, they would like to know. Certainly nothing personal, but if they maybe are laboring under a bad back from snow shoveling, or an old softball injury that their shoulder still bothers them, or if a doctor has recommended not to do squats for a bad knee, stay away from the leg extension machine, but maybe something else of a gentle nature, so that we can build a program with the client and work around any issues they may have. So overall, that personal training idea has been quite a success. I don't do too many sessions in the course of a month because, again, we don't push it and want to arm up people every time they come into the gym. But I just like to let folks know that it's available if they want it. By and large, most of our members come into the gym on their own. They pretty much know what they want to do. They've either gotten a book out of the library, or they have knowledge from the internet or whatever, and they come in and they go about their business and have a nice workout. They might do that for a few months and then come over to the desk and approach me and say, Doug, I'm getting a little stale. Can I do a couple sessions with you so that I can change things up? And maybe we will keep some of the exercises they're doing, but change the weight or change the repetitions or change the order of things, and then throw in a bunch of different and new things. So again, it's like not having the same thing for dinner every day, changing things around. And as you said earlier, with the approaching good weather, a lot of folks now want to ramp up their cardio a little bit more. So they're going to hit the treadmills, And rather than have them get hurt, I would encourage them, don't come and hit the treadmill every single day. Switch it up. Even if you don't bicycle outside in the summertime, maybe every 2 or 3 days, ride the bike instead of running. Give the running muscles a rest, switch over and just enjoy the bike in the gym a little bit. You never know. Maybe you'll want to go downtown and buy a bike from Rachel and Gardner down at the Clinton Bike Shop. So it's a nice, versatile gym, and it's unintimidating and pretty comfortable is what I'm understanding.
And you can't talk about the gym, Stat Fitness Annandale, without talking about the cleanliness of the gym.
Well, thanks. That's something that's very important to Lori and I, and it's really important to our members. We work very hard daily keeping the place as clean as we can.
And every Facebook comment that you have that's rating you rates about the cleanliness of the gym. It's definitely the cleanest gym. I think that we could put the challenge out there that it is the cleanest gym. It's spotless. And I'm surprised, since you became the owner, that you haven't made us wear uniforms. Because you are an orderly kind of person. So it is a very clean gym. And I'm not sure I know the answer of this, but for some people who want to do personal training at home, I think, I don't know if Lori takes new clients, but I know that that's part of the gym services as well.
It is, yes. And then the folks don't have to work through the gym itself. I have my own side company. It's called Boomer Fitness LLC, and I will go to an individual's home and train, say, the child for a sports-specific thing, or train mom and dad together if they have a basement gym and they don't know how to use the stuff. It's amazing how many folks have exercise equipment sitting around. And it's holding the snow suits, and it's holding all kind of debris, and it's tucked underneath the stairs of the basement and so forth. And some folks have the stuff, and they just don't really know how to use it to its proper potential. So without joining the gym, I have clients outside that I go to and train at their homes, or I will meet a client at Round Valley Reservoir at a designated date and time, and we'll do a trail run. We'll do calisthenics outside. We can do some light weight resistance training. I can bring some things with me. But weight is weight. You could stand in your kitchen and hold a soup can in each hand. It doesn't have to be a fancy chrome-plated dumbbell. Same thing out at the parks. You can have an old motorcycle tire I bring and just have them throw it left hand, right hand down the end of the field, turn around and come back, or pull the tire with a rope, or any number of things. It's all creative. Lori, on the other hand, she has a specialty with special needs folks who are laboring under maybe some sort of an illness. She's a very patient and slow-moving trainer, and she really touches base with folks who can't do maybe a lot of things that many of us can do. And she's gifted in her abilities with folks with a variety of illnesses, and whose doctors have given them the green light to do some sort of training, but they can't do what maybe you and I would consider regular training. So Lori can tone it down and really make a customized program for special needs folks.
When we're in the Hunterdon County area and we're getting to the warm weather, we have to talk a little bit about Lyme disease, because we have the highest incidence of Lyme disease. And I had Lyme disease, and I couldn't work out for a few months. And it was really horrendous for me. But when I came back, I was able to come back to the gym, and it really helped me get my strength back. So, you know, people who don't have the strength that they once had, you know, gym membership is a great thing. We've talked about in the past at the gym, just the different supportive environment, why it works for some people. Some people do need that encouragement, being part of something larger. Left to their own devices, they may not work out. It's hard for me to understand that. If I don't run for 2 days, on the third day, no one can talk to me. Well, probably no one wants to talk to me day one or day two either, but by the third day, I'm miserable. But there's so many people that I know who are pretty fit, but they just don't work out on a regular basis. They don't belong to a gym, and then it'll get to be springtime, and they'll work out every day. So what does a gym environment, do you think that's, you know, creates an incentive for people?
Certainly I do. It's conducive to, well, it's like going to a church maybe, or temple, if I might use that example. When you're, for that hour a week, when you're in a room of like-minded people, I think the tendency to go with the reason that you're at that location is increased. And when you or a member of a gym, there's plenty of times that you just don't feel like going. I'm there every day, and a lot of folks say, Doug, you're so lucky. You work in a gym. It's nice, bright windows here on Route 31, and the sun is coming in, and you can work out all day long. Well, just because I'm there doesn't mean that I feel like exercising all the time. The motivation many times is no more available to me than it might be to some other folks. Now, if you consider the folks maybe who are doing their normal 8-to-4 workday or 9-to-5 workday, then they go home, they do the family thing. Now to get dressed in gym clothes, start the car again, especially if it's in cold weather, drive to the gym, takes a lot of motivation and a lot of push. And some folks get around that by leaving work and going right to the gym and then going home. Everybody has their own situation. But typically, once you get to the gym, even if you don't feel like going, you'd usually have a pretty decent workout. And even if you walk out feeling, well, I didn't get as many repetitions as I wanted to, or I was really hoping to lift 100 pounds today and I only got to 90, whatever it might be, the fact is that they did something. So rather than just blow it off and say, I'll go tomorrow, and then not only didn't you work out, but then you have to labor under the guilt of, geez, I joined a gym and I'm not even using the membership. For the folks that really push themselves and go, even if it's a lousy workout, it's better than doing nothing. And if you can get there 2, 3, 4 days a week, you're really improving the quality of life issues later on. And it's a nice, clean, safe atmosphere. And it is convenient to a lot of folks based on our location.
And the 24-hour, 7-day access. You don't ever have to think if the gym is open. The gym is always open. So we're going to go to the news. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the gym and Snap Fitness Annandale. Stay with us.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan.
I am announcing that I'm running for President of the United States.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz made the announcement this morning at Liberty University. During his speech, he talked about wanting to repeal Obamacare on the 5th anniversary of the law.
Imagine health care reform that keeps government out of the way between you and your doctor, and that makes health insurance personal and portable and affordable.
And he touted the Tea Party belief in non-intrusive government.
Imagine a federal government that protected the privacy rights of every American.
Cruz is the first candidate to officially announce a run. Others expected to make announcements soon are Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker and Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. Another potential contender, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, is holding a fundraiser in Dallas Wednesday. Former President George W. Bush is expected to attend to support his brother. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on SKU 300469 in store and online and $3.28 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Hello, my name is Don Azleton, and I got a lot on my mind. My boiler is on the fritz. My doctor says I'm not getting enough vitamin D, and I can't remember if it's garbage day. But one thing I don't have to worry about is my car's engine. That's because I use Mobil Super Motor Oil. It's designed to remove buildup and help extend the life of my engine. Wait, it's next Thursday. Garbage day is next Thursday. Mobil Super, for a long engine life.
Fighting continues in Yemen, and it is feared the country is on the brink of civil war.
Unless a solution can be found in the coming days, the country will slide into further violent conflict and fragmentation.
That was Jamal Ben-Ammar, UN envoy to Yemen. But it would not be a war of two sides because there are many terrorist groups within the country that hate each other and are taking advantage of the chaos. The president, who fled the palace a few months ago after the takeover by Iranian-backed Houthis, is still claiming to be in charge. Many are fearful the fighting could spill over into neighboring countries. An emergency official says a section of scaffolding collapsed at a high-rise construction project in downtown Raleigh today, killing 3 people and sending another to the hospital. A North Carolina Department of Labor spokesman says the agency is investigating what caused the scaffolding to peel away from an 11-story building and crash into a parking lot below. This is USA Radio News.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? Huh. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
As he visits Washington, Afghanistan's president is vowing his nation will not remain a burden to the West. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the Pentagon.
The themes of Ashraf Ghani's visit were clear from his first moments here at the Pentagon. Afghans will no longer ask what the U.S. can do for them. They're ready to help themselves.
We are going to put our house in order.
Calling this a new phase in a relationship that went wrong under predecessor Hamid Karzai, Ghani said Afghanistan's deeply appreciative of U.S. support, thanking troops and taxpayers. And before leaving for meetings at Camp David, Defense Chief Ash Carter said Afghans know the future is for them to seize.
For Afghans to decide.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Real estate heir Robert Durst is being held without bond. He appeared in court in New Orleans today for a preliminary hearing on weapons charges. There is also a warrant out on the 71-year-old in Los Angeles accusing him of murdering a friend back in 2000. Susan Berman was shot in the head in her home in Beverly Hills before police could question her about the disappearance of Durst's wife in 1982. And Durst was acquitted in Texas of the dismemberment death of a neighbor who was found in 2001. A senior Iranian nuclear negotiator is calling on world powers to hammer out a final nuclear deal with Tehran. The deadline is next week. Meanwhile, over the weekend, Iran's supreme leader called for death to America. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
And we're back here at Live at Hot and Hunterdon, and I have with me today Doug from Snap Fitness Annandale. And because it's spring, we wanted to talk a little bit about fitness and how to start a program and what it's like to be a gym member if you've never been in the gym. And before we do that, though, I want to let everyone know spring is really here by having the weather. So I know Doug just told me in between my pull-ups and push-ups that he was making me do that the weather hasn't changed since we've been here. And everyone so likes a very wise person. But we're going to do the weather anyway in case people weren't here at the top of the hour. So it's fair out and 38 degrees, but it is mostly sunny. And we have some increasing clouds tonight with a low around 18. So that's very comparable to the low this morning of 12 degrees. But we're going to hang in there for Tuesday where it's mostly sunny and we have a high near 40. And Tuesday night, we're getting a little bit warmer and we'll have a low around 23. We don't like the snow thing that's going on Wednesday. I hate to say it, but we might have some snow Wednesday before 11 a.m. But then we're back to rain, and Wednesday night we have some more rain. But if we make it to Thursday, it's 63 degrees, so that's not too bad. That's more spring-like. It has been difficult to work out outside. We were just talking about some of the challenges of biking and running outside, which can be a little bit, sometimes even dangerous. So we really want to urge our fitness people that are outdoors to exercise caution and remind our drivers to pay attention to the road because you never know what is going on and you have to be very aware. So we're just talking about being a gym member, and I was sharing with our listeners that I had only been a member to the gym the last probably about 3 years. And the first time that I tried to get into Snap Fitness Annandale, I couldn't figure out how the doors work, Doug. I could not figure it out. So let everyone know when they become a member and they could come in and look at the gym most days between 8 and 10 or 2 to 7 and 8 to 12 on Saturdays.
That's right.
So you actually have open hours where people can look at the gym to find out about being a member. And then you get this great swipe card. And your swipe card is what gives you access 24/7. And what you need when the gym is not staffed is a swipe card on the outside doors. And you're located at the concourse at Beaver Brook, which is a lovely facility with plenty of glass doors. So I kept going around trying to get the doors to open and I couldn't figure it out. And it was like I don't know, some terrible time, like 4 or 5 in the morning. I couldn't sleep. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym and work out. And I couldn't get in.
That happens on occasion. It's because the one side of our building has a lot of glass to it, and it faces east. It faces Route 31 because we're on the southbound lanes there, Country Club Drive traffic light. And so a lot of folks come to the Route 31 side of the building just because they assume, well, that would be the front of the building, where actually there are two doors there, as you said. But if you were sleepwalking at 4 a.m., I could see where that would be an easy mistake. But actually on the opposite side of the building, on the west side, which again you can access from Country Club Drive or from Route 31, there's a very large parking lot. It's well lit. We have cameras out there and so forth. And there's a small hallway, or almost like a mall, if you will, because there are some other small businesses in this building along with Snap Fitness. So we have a small, roughly credit card-sized computer chip that's embedded in a card. You're issued one when you join the gym, and it's programmed with your name. And so being a 24/7 gym, but not being staffed 24 hours, I mean, it seems like I live there, but I don't, there's two locked doors because we've never had incidents or problems there, fortunately. And we have two locked doors that this one door card the gym member has, when they swipe it, will unlock each of the doors in turn. So it's, again, it's been our effort to have that for safety and security. Of course, the cameras in the parking lot, in the hallway, and many cameras in the gym are always running. I can tune into those from home, from my laptop, even from my cell phone if I needed to. But again, so far, no one's had to call the police or do anything out of the ordinary. It's just been a nice environment. So,
and we should let people know if they do come on the off hours, and to for their own security, really, for no other reasons. They do have a necklace they can wear where you hit a button and it goes to 911.
That's true. We have three pendants, as we call them. By pushing a button on that pendant, they're mainly for someone maybe who has maybe a medical compromise of some sort, maybe a pacemaker, or maybe it's a young lady who maybe would be coming into the gym at 4 a.m. and maybe a little concerned that there's no one else in the gym, even though it's well lit and my cell phone is right there posted easily, and I could be there literally in minutes. But these pendants, by a push of the button, goes right to a dispatch, and the local police have a door card assigned to them that they could get into the gym when they need to, so they don't have to cave a door in or crash through a window or anything. And so far it's been, as I say, a very safe and secure facility. But even with that, we do have these safeguards in place, as you mentioned,
which are really excellent. We're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about something that's on the Snap Annandale Fitness Facebook page, which is a picture of a unique machine. So we're going to check that out when we come back. I hope you all stay with us. We are here at Houghton Hunterdon, and it is the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio.
Hi. I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Great. And we are back at Houghton Hunterdon, and I have with me Doug from Snap Fitness Annandale. We wanted to talk about some of the unique machines that you have over at the very clean gym at Snap Fitness Annandale, that's located at the concourse at Beaver Brook. And I know you do have, you know, a lot of equipment, and I know you mentioned before it was the Cybex equipment, which name brand. I know it's a very well-known name brand. But you do have some equipment that is unique, don't you?
We have one particular elliptical machine. It's made by a company called Octane. They're another one of the leaders in the industry. And actually, we purchased three pieces of this type of equipment. And rather than get the gym too filled with equipment and people bumping into one another, we only have one of the pieces of Octane equipment in use right now. But it's very, very popular. It's a form of an elliptical. It does intervals and heart rate and so forth like a lot of the machines do, but the movement on the machine is kind of unique, and the members of the gym have really come to like that machine. We also have another machine, and I believe the photograph, as you mentioned, Georgine, is on our Facebook page, and it's a rotational torso machine. Torso, obviously, your midsection. Rotational meaning you sit on the piece of equipment, and there's the typical weight stack that you adjust by moving a pin, so all of that is normal. But you raise your arms, and there's a rest, a padded rest for each arm, and by twisting your body left and right, it works quite a bit of your midsection. They call it the pelvic girdle and so forth, the serratus and obliques, not just the abdominal. So it's very different than, say, lying on your back doing crunches or going on the slanted sit-up board and doing things there. So this rotational torso machine is also something that's been quite popular in a gym. It's not like we have a line around the block, people waiting to get on it, but it's been a very nice addition to the gym, and I haven't seen it in a whole lot of other gyms over my training career.
So if anyone's interested in that piece of equipment, they can check out the Facebook page, and there's pieces of equipment and some members having a good time, and be a great way to find out a little bit more. Your hours are posted there. People want to know more about Snap Fitness Annandale, they could visit you in person from 8 to 10, basically Monday through Friday, or 2 to 7, and then Saturdays from 8 to 12. And you do have a unique gym. I consider it more of a boutique gym because it's very, it caters to Hunterdon County residents, I believe. And I think that it is, they have something for everyone. You feel very comfortable when you walk in. And I think that it's a great place to set goals and to really try to redefine yourself and your physical health. I know one thing that I wanted to talk about, Doug, which I was always impressed about, you know, I'm usually busy benching 250, 300, and you remark a lot that it doesn't matter what weight you're using, that any weight, and you talked about it before, just using a soup can, any weight can have an impact on your muscle development.
That's true. It does not have to be excruciating amount of weight. So long as you really watch your form, so long as you learn how to move about in the gym in the proper way. A lot of folks go into a gym and they go through the motions, but they truly don't know exactly what they're doing. They're not sure of the order of things. And typically, most trainers will suggest that you consider training the larger muscles first, working your way from the center of the body outward. Not that you have to do it that way, but that's usually the best way to go about things. The idea here is to get healthy, not to get injured. And it does not have to be a whole lot of weight. It doesn't have to be commercial type equipment all the time. But if you really watch your form, learn the proper way, be careful with your breathing, watch how you bend over and so forth, it really is a nice way to go. And all of us are going to fall down at some point in life. A goodly percentage of osteo patients later in life are men. It's not a ladies-only disease. The more fit you go into a fall or into a car crash or any of these unfortunate things that could happen to any of us, the more fit that you are when you have a problem, the faster your recovery, the better chance you have to, you know, get back into shape quicker. Whereas if you're out of shape and then you have a calamity of some sort, you're kind of behind it a little bit. So again, in my case, this past year, I had a pretty good bicycle crash, again, mostly due to my carelessness out on the road, and only involved myself, no vehicles or other people, but I did take a pretty good hit and ended up down here in Flemington at the hospital for a few days where I had wonderful care. But after a shoulder surgery and a couple of broken bones and collapsed lung, you know, the doctors were all pretty much in the same opinion that while I'm no physical specimen, the fact that I do try to take care of myself and work out at the gym fairly frequently meant that my recovery was a lot less. And while I was in quite a bit of discomfort, they made it clear that I would have been in a lot worse shape had I not been in fairly decent condition when I had this unfortunate accident. So in addition, in the future, to being more careful when I'm riding my bicycle, I'm going to continue doing some kind of resistance training. And as you said, it could be any kind of weight, but so long as you're careful, use common sense, use good judgment, go into a nice controlled atmosphere where you're comfortable, like Snap Fitness is, I think we're all going to be in better shape and ahead of the curve.
And I think that there's also an added psychological benefit to lifting weights. I know sometimes when I'm incredibly sad and I go to the gym and I'm lifting and I'm having a great workout and I feel strong. I feel stronger than when I went in, and I feel strong enough to be able to deal with whatever my issues are. So I think that there is a psychological benefit to lifting weights and to being fit and to caring for your body in an environment with other people who have similar goals and who can motivate you. I'm motivated by people at the gym all the time. People, you know, have all different levels, and the people that put so much into it, really, they motivate me.
You're exactly right. Again, when you're in that room of other folks that are grunting and groaning and sweating and really putting forth some effort. And again, none of us are going to be Schwarzeneggers of the world. But when we're all out there trying the best with what we have, you walk out of the gym feeling better. And as you said very wisely, it's a mental feeling as well as just physical. Sure, you can walk out down the hallway and walk out to your car and go home for dinner or go home to the family and feel a little bit pumped up. And geez, I'm really glad I did that. But the mental aspect of things somehow is exercised at the same time. And not only do you feel good with your accomplishments and maybe a little bit better about how you look after a few weeks and summertime coming up and so forth, but it's just an overall better mental attitude about many things in life when you know that you're trying to take care of your body and you're kind of proactive with things, and you don't have to use that diet word. That's a dirty word for a lot of folks, but if we just eat a little more carefully and just use a little bit more good judgment when we're eating, combined with some kind of resistance training and cardio in a nice neighborhood gym, it really improves overall our lot in life.
And I think that it's interesting also that at a gym you can really put forth effort, but it's the opposite for type A personalities. You actually do, when your body's failing at weightlifting, that's when you really are achieving results. So you really push yourself to the point of failure. And that's a different way and a different approach than most of us live our lives. We don't put forth everything to fail, but you really do that in weightlifting. And it provides a whole new dimension to your thought process.
That's true. And again, it doesn't have to be some super heavy amount of weight. It could be maybe just an average weight that you normally do, but instead of maybe doing it 12 times, well, today I'm going to see if I can do it 15 times. And that little bit of a boost is, it goes far. I mean, you walk out feeling, geez, that was pretty good. And again, we don't have to load a ton of weight on these barbells. And instead of weightlifting, I just prefer to use the term resistance training. It could be a cable, it could be a rope, it could be a dumbbell, a barbell, one of the band-operated machines we have, a stretch band, a medicine ball. The fact that we're putting forth some effort to tax our body in a structured, careful way is only going to make our futures a lot better. When you have your health, you have everything, and it does take some effort, but none of us are going to be getting up on stage posing anytime soon. So that's not the goal. The goal is just to take whatever time we have and make it as good as it can be. Going into a formal exercise program, even if it's on your own, is a worthwhile endeavor, in my view.
Thank you, Doug. Well, thank you so much for being my guest and finally relenting and allowing me to beg you to come to the studio today. We are talking to the owner of Snap Fitness Annandale, one of the owners, Doug and Lori. And you can visit Doug or Lori anytime at 1465 Route 31. In Annandale, and that is known as the Shops, the Concourse at Beaver Brook, or you can visit them, just stop on over 8 to 10 or 2 to 7 Monday through Friday, Saturdays 8 to 12, and check out the gym. And if you don't want to check out the gym, just check out a new program or a fitness. If this is one of your goals and we're moving into spring, do not be scared of the bathing suits that are hanging up all over. So I'm your host today at Hot and Hunterdon. I'm Georgine Trinkle with Norwest Cap, and I hope you enjoyed our hour here with Doug from Stat Fitness Annandale. And I hope you'll stay tuned. We have Ruth Ann, who is in the studio, and she'll be with you shortly.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi, and Associates, a financial advisory practice.
The news on Ameriprise Financial Services,
Inc. I want to hear the update.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi, and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi, and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan.
I am announcing that I'm running for President of the United States.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz made the announcement this morning at Liberty University. During his speech, he talked about wanting to repeal Obamacare on the fifth anniversary of the law.
Imagine health care reform that keeps government out of the way between you and your doctor, and that makes health insurance personal and portable and affordable.
And he touted the Tea Party belief in non-intrusive government.
Imagine a federal government that protected the privacy rights of every American.
Cruz is the first candidate to officially announce a run. Others expected to make announcements soon are Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker and Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. Another potential contender, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, is holding a fundraiser in Dallas Wednesday. Former President George W. Bush is expected to attend to support his brother. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on Q300469 in store and online and $3.28 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Hello, my name is Don Azleton, and I got a lot on my mind. My boiler is on the fritz. My doctor says I'm not getting enough vitamin D, and I can't remember if it's garbage day. But one thing I don't have to worry about is my car's engine. That's because I use Mobil Super Motor Oil. It's designed to remove buildup and help extend the life of my engine. Wait, it's next Thursday. Garbage day is next Thursday. Mobil Super, for a long engine life.
Fighting continues in Yemen, and it is feared the country is on the brink of civil war.
Unless a solution can be found in the coming days, the country will slide into further violent conflict and fragmentation.
That was Jamal Benamar, UN envoy to Yemen. But it would not be a war of two sides, because there are many terrorist groups within the country that hate each other and are taking advantage of the chaos. The president, who fled the palace a few months ago after the takeover by Iranian-backed Houthis, is still claiming to be in charge. Many are fearful the fighting could spill over into neighboring countries. An emergency official says a section of scaffolding collapsed at a high-rise construction project in downtown Raleigh today, killing three people and sending another to the hospital. A North Carolina Department of Labor spokesman says the agency is investigating what caused the scaffolding to peel away from an 11-story building and crash into a parking lot below. This is USA Radio News.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? Huh. No matter what you went through last year, Answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
As he visits Washington, Afghanistan's president is vowing his nation will not remain a burden to the West. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the Pentagon.
The themes of Ashraf Ghani's visit were clear from his first moments here at the Pentagon. Afghans will no longer ask what the U.S. can do for them. They're ready to help themselves.
We are going to